Matching blouses and skirts lie all over her bed. Even in the middle of an emergency, my older sister worries about what to wear. Finally, with Mrs. Washburn's help, Mommy packs a small, sensible bag of what is necessary. I stand by, as stunned as I was that November day when my cousins left. Even though it's only been less than 4 months, it seems so long ago. It's as if I've gone from being 11 back then to being really old now, at least as old as my grandparents who are in their 60s. The thought of losing Lucinda to the United States of America, hard as she sometimes is on me, is too sad to think about. Not even the thought of falling in love with Sam is a consolation anymore. Overnight, all boys, except for Papi and Theotoni and Mundine, have become totally gross. Here's an old lech flirting with my sister. Here, Oscar and Sam drinking liquor and throwing up. If only I could be Joan of Arc, cut off my hair and dress like a boy just to be on the safe side. Or even better, if only I could go backward to 11 instead of forward to 13.
No wonder Anita feels stunned. Just like that, her sister is being sent away to the United States. It's the only way anyone can think of to protect Lucinda from El Jefe. And now Anita has reason to believe that her father and his friends may be planning to kill the dictator. That makes sense because in real life, the Dominican dictator actually was assassinated by some Dominican citizens. I think the people who killed him felt it was the only way they could become free. But it's easy to understand why Anita finds this hard to accept. Not only is it a really dangerous thing to do, it is murder. Let's continue reading after the space on page 71, where it says, "Since it might be our last night together."
Since it might be our last night together, Lucinda invites me to sleep in her room. I help her roll up her hair, and even when I don't get the rollers tight enough, she doesn't say anything. She also puts some of her pimple cream on my face, though I don't really need it, but then neither does she. Finally, Lucinda turns off the light and seems to go right to sleep. I try, I really do. But lying in the dark, I start seeing visions of El Jefe lying in a puddle of disgusting blood, and Papi and Theotoni standing beside the body, and I feel sick to my stomach. Then I hear a sob. At first I think it's mine, but it turns out to be Lucinda crying.